Talks to keep the coastal management program going after July 1st have fallen apart. Word came in messages to negotiators this morning that Governor Sean Parnell had decided to suspend talks to resolve the remaining differences between the administration and developers and legislators representing coastal residents. After requesting more information, APRN received a terse email message from the governor's press secretary, Sharon Lehow, stating, quote, "The governor's involvement in ACMP negotiations has ended indefinitely." Lehow later said the governor felt the talks were at an impasse because the latest version of the bill hinders development, which is counter to what the governor wants to accomplish. The governor's point person on the issue, Deputy Commissioner of Natural Resources Joe Balash, has returned to Anchorage. Identical House and Senate bills on the issue are pending action before adjournment on Sunday. However, yesterday, Attorney General John Burns raised concerns over several points in the bill. Bethel Democrat Bob Heron says today's talks were set up to look at those concerns, and Heron says he is not giving up on the issue.
We're going to continue to try to craft a CS for finance that takes into all their considerations that they've shared with us, both privately and in the House Finance Committee.
Peldy's Republican Eric Feige, who was also involved in rewriting the bill, says the most recent version respected what the governor said were principles he would not neglect. Those standards were combined with the wants and desires of coastal communities.
In the end, we had a piece of legislation that was basically to the point of dotting some I's, crossing some T's, adjusting some language to make sure that the state of Alaska was protected, not from folks in the coastal zone or folks in the administration, but for other entities outside the state that would have sought to use language within that those statutes to their advantage instead of to ours.
The bills are still in committee, and Bethel Senator Lyman Hoffman says the legislature will continue to look at them.
For the governor to come up at the last minute and not only does not want to work on the bill or say this or that is wrong, I think is not addressing the problem. The people of Alaska want some say on coastal issues, and that's what we've been striving for.
Depending on the rewritten version that Huron comes up with in the House, Hoffman says he is prepared to work to send the governor the bills that are now on the table.